You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 FM.
The city of Austin is at a crisis, and we need strong leadership now more than ever before. Donald J. Trump wants to build a wall around the U.S. southern border, and I say that we can do better. And that is why, as mayor, I propose that we build a dome around the city of Austin in order to keep away foreigners and California refugees. And we are going to make Uber pay for it. When we build the dome and kick out the Californians, Austin will once again be affordable to the locals, and we will no longer have a traffic problem.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We are out of studio today because of the Major League Baseball playoffs going on right now there, Jordan. Wardo is out on yet another golf course with George Brett. Probably a few vodkas in.
Tough life he leads.
Yeah. And so the burden is on you and I today to make the world a better place. And, you know, we can't always talk about golf,
Jordan. No, I think this is a good opportunity. We've got the offseason. We've got Wardo out of the house.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity to dive deep.
Yeah. No, it's true. Well, listen, we started off wonderfully back in the spring. We did the boys trip, eye patch and all, on the way down to Austin. And of course we went out and had a few cocktails, a little dinner that night. And, we needed transportation to our next bar. And what followed was, I got to say a pivotal moment of my 2019. It was, questioned a lot of things that I thought about myself, because I met a gentleman who is our guest today from Austin, Texas. And you know how you it's different points in your life. You meet people like, you know, Mother Teresa, Gandhi. It could be a Green Bay Packer fan, Vince Lombardi. Yeah, that's what this guy was to me. And did you have similar thoughts of this fellow?
Transformative is how I would describe the interaction with Alex.
Yeah. Yeah,
you think you've got life figured out, and then somebody levels you with some truth, and you got to kind of reassess.
Well, then let's do a formal introduction. Alexander Strenger, is that right? Do we say Strenger, Mr. Alexander?
Yes, sir. Yes, that is correct. Oh. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay, wait, hang on. I'm going to give you the formal introduction with a man of your stature. Alexander Strenger is a pedicab driver. He's the author of Dear Diary, I'm Wasted, and rapper who ran for mayor of Austin on the promise to build the dome around the city in order to kick the Californians out and give flamethrowers to the police, which I love that idea. He fell short because the current mayor sent caravans of Californians to infiltrate the election, which, boy, have we not heard a lot about that these
Foreign
days.
Foreign interference,
right? Now, you can learn more about him by going to his website, www.strengerformayor.com, and by following him on Instagram and Twitter at TheAlexStrenger. Who I thought should have been Mr. Mayor of Austin, Texas, we want to thank you for joining us here on the Golf Underground today.
No, absolutely. And it's really a pleasure to spread my socially progressive message for Austin to the entire United States of America. There's no greater honor. You know, these Californians coming in here left and right in droves, they don't care about America. They have their allegiances to communist China and Venezuela and the old Soviet Union. And, you know, they come in, they vote for Hillary. And I'm glad that we're able to, you know, spread this message to the United States of America. Unfortunately, these Californians coming in here, they don't believe in the United States.
So Alex, you've seen through the ruse for some time now. Your mayoral campaign began well over a year ago. So take me back to that moment in time where you wanted to share your talent and your vision with the city of Austin. What led you to want to be the mayor?
Well, you know, there's a lot of social injustice going on in the world, in the United States, and especially in Austin, Texas, and we need a true man of the people to address these issues. And as a pedicab driver here in the great city of Austin, who's dealing with these concerns on an everyday basis, there's no better person than me to address these issues.
Well, why do you think this? I mean, some would say, all right, he's a pedicab driver. How can he possibly become mayor of Austin, a extremely progressive city?
Well, you know, fun fact, AOC used to be a bartender, and now she's the congressional representative in New York. You know, we need people, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a pedicab driver and I'm here to serve the people of Austin. And I wanted to serve the people of Austin with that same enthusiasm as a public servant, as an elected official, as the city's next mayor. Well, you know, and there's no better way to serve our great constituents than by getting rid of those pesky Californians.
Well, and listen, building a dome. That's, it's very controversial though, Alex. I mean, it's to me, you know, when you're talking about building a dome around Austin, some would say that's a bit extreme. I mean, isn't part of the American values allowing people in, even if they are whack job thinkers? I mean, shouldn't we keep that open? Why a dome?
You know, sometimes you got to go to extreme measures to make real change. And that's what I got to say to that.
How do you reconcile your progressive agenda with the concept of not taking in hordes of foreign Californians? The two don't seem to jive.
Well, you know, these Californians, they're enemies of progress. They hate free speech. They support communist China. They voted for Hillary. Everything that they stand is the antithesis of progressivism. But I'm glad you're bringing up these real serious, poignant questions. It really means a lot. You know, I mean, we need more concerned and critical thinkers out here.
Well, you come to the Gulf Underground
waves of the United States. And I'm glad this is being brought forth to the masses. It really means a lot.
So what's the alternative? We can't, I mean, the Californians vote in lockstep for the typical liberal agenda. Wouldn't you qualify them as allies in the progressive movement or not?
It's funny you should mention that. And we live in this society right now where people call themselves the exact opposite of what they actually are. You know, you got grown men with six packs, giant pecs, penises, you know, calling themselves females. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, people call themselves the exact opposite of what they are. So these Californians, they call themselves progressives, but they're really the opposite.
Huh. What do you mean? What is the opposite of progressive? I mean, we wouldn't call them conservative, would we?
Well, you would just call them authoritarian right wingers, like in blue ties. That's what they are. They're right wing liberals.
That's deep.
A right
wing. That's what it is.
A right-wing liberal.
So
right-wing liberals stifling free thought and free expression, and somebody's got to take a stand against it.
So, Mr. Stringer, you can build the dome and keep more Californians from coming in. The ones that have already infiltrated, are we talking deportations?
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually have a series of – we were going to send the Californians to a series of intermittent relocation facilities when I got elected, but – fear not, you know, these facilities are going to be equipped with high-rise condos, dog parks, Trader Joe's. They can take Uber wherever they like, as long as it's within the compound. All of the food is going to be vegan and gluten-free, and all of the bathrooms are going to be gender neutral, and it's going to feel as if the Californians never left home.
Do you worry that trade strife within the current presidential administration? You know, we've got these trade issues with Mexico as you're trying to take care of these Californians that you're displacing.
These Californians are displacing our Austinites with all these high-rise condos that they're building and jacking up the prices for everybody who cannot, and making so that regular Austinites can't afford to live here anymore unless they are working in these giant mega tech or finance fields, you know. So
understood, but if you're going to relocate
them,
these Californians,
displacing us.
How are you going to get enough?
We're just sending them back home because home is where the heart is, and nobody loves the Californians more than me, believe it or not.
Do you think you can get enough avocado toast into a relocation center to adequately take care of the relocated Californians?
Man, you know, you're asking some real questions here. And we need more people like you addressing the concerns that we're dealing with every day in Austin.
Well, I think we come at it from different angles, but we're interested in doing what's right for America. And if you're going to displace these Californians, which is what you've proposed, I think you've got to consider some of the details. And avocado toast is a big one.
Yeah, that actually is a big deal, man. The trade agreement with Mexico could really impact the production of avocado toast, which could really put my plans on hold. So there are alternatives that we're going to have to look into, you know?
Well, let's drill down into some specifics on the dome itself. Beto O'Rourke, a fellow statesman of yours, has panned the building of the dome because of the monstrous impact of the CO2 that would be required to build the dome. Care to venture a response?
Well, you know, look, right-wing Beto may have a point, but here's the thing, you know. The dome is going to be solar-powered. It's going to be made from locally grown materials. And it's going to be a rainbow-colored dome because nobody loves the LGBTQ community more than me. And to really put the cherry on top, put the icing on the cake, we're going to employ the homeless to build the dome for a livable wage of $15 per hour. The only way to end homelessness and fight climate change, in my opinion.
Wow. I mean, so he has thought through this, right? I mean,
comprehensive.
You thought you may be able
big
to poke
facts,
some holes in
big
this.
Big facts, guys. Coming through with these big facts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so it wasn't so easy for you once you became known in Austin as more than a pedicab driver. People had to start taking you seriously. Jordan and I were able to see some of the news clips. I mean, you were getting a lot of attention. You scared people, Mr. Stranger. You scared them. What did they do to prevent you from getting your message out? How did they stifle you?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. So there are a lot of these forums. They were intimidated by my progressive agenda, and a lot of these there were some forums at Google. And there were some Chamber of Commerce forums that they did not invite me to. And I actually crashed the Chamber of Commerce forum and told everybody in the audience how I felt and that they were all making a mockery of this election by not including me, the only young millennial candidate in the race, you know, for a forum addressing young millennial candidates. And I said, you know, I quote, "You guys are making a mockery of this election and each and every one of y'all should be ashamed of yourselves." And I stand by that statement fully.
Wow, that was bold.
Well, I think
you know,
when you believe in
something. Sometimes when you're a man of the people, these bureaucrats, they will do whatever it takes to silence you and write nonsensical articles about you in the news in order to discredit your campaign. But you got to rise above that. Mm. And I feel as though me and my team really did the best that we could in terms of doing that. And I think that the people saw through the lies and shenanigans of corporate media.
Well, what do you do? Do you go on attack mode then? Or do you just kind of sit back and as Michelle Obama said, you know, while they go low, you stay high. Is that what you did?
Man, you know, I feel as though the ineptitude of our corporate media and the ineptitude of the Austin American Statesman and the Austin Chronicle made it so I didn't really have to do too much. And it was like, it was kind of like watching them shoot themselves in the foot.
Do you have any regrets in looking back at how you handled your campaign and your messaging when the next campaign comes around? Should you run again? Would you do anything differently to get your message to
the people?
Will
I get my best? So the question is Alex Stranger going to try and get his mayor belt back?
Right.
You tell me.
That's the million-dollar question. Well, man, things are pretty crazy right now in the city. The city passed a law basically saying that homeless people can just camp out and set up tents wherever they want in the city.
Yeah.
So now the city, instead of being infested with scooters and Uber drivers, it's infested with homeless people, scooters, and Uber drivers. And that's what you get when you walk into downtown Austin right now. So
what's the difference between an Uber driver and a homeless guy?
Not very much.
Wow. I mean, I didn't see that coming. Hey, have you ever thought of going out to California yourself and maybe a little payback? Like maybe you find yourself walking down the streets of San Francisco and just taking a dump right there. I mean, is that an option? I mean, or is that too low?
I mean, I think it's just kind of what everybody else is doing in San Francisco right now. So I would just be following the crowd.
Yes, you wouldn't get noticed.
You know, Alex Stringer's a leader and not a follower. So I feel like, I'm just doing what everybody else is doing in San Francisco.
Now, if you had a message for Gavin Newsom, great mayor of, great governor of California. Because he's probably listening right now. What would you tell him?
I'd tell Gavin that he's lucky that I'm not able to run against him.
Why do you think you would be successful against Gavin? I mean, listen, you're not bad looking. He's studly. I mean, he reminds me of Trudeau up in California. Gorgeous. I mean, up in Canada.
Trudeau.
Gorgeous.
Justin Trudeau.
Huh? Oh, come on. He Trudeau. I mean, he does yoga too. Can you imagine
the good
he and Gavin?
Him is he looks, He looks good in white or black.
So who are we going to focus on to kind of clean up the place and create good habits? And your overall philosophy on creating an Austin that once was a bit of the Wild West, you know, not government overreach, where people were just allowed to be happy. So, hey, we are with the Alex Stranger. Check him out on Instagram or Twitter. You've not met a politician like Alex Stranger, but you are now on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. We are out of studio today. It is Jordo and Sully. Wardo, of course, is yet again on a golf course with the George Brett, and no doubt they're having a blast. But
we're hiding from Wardo and the ESPN studios so we could bring this guy on.
Yeah.
This is real talk.
Well, yeah, listen, because you know what they do? Hey, Alex, by the way, thank you for joining us. What should have been the mayor of Austin, Texas. We really appreciate you coming on today, buddy.
No, absolutely. Now, nothing makes me happier than talking to the kind folks that go at Golf Underground and spreading my message to the entire country.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just good Midwest folks.
Yeah.
No different than you.
Well, and you know what we did today? You know, you talk about the establishment and bureaucracy and people setting rules. We went into the studio today because our program is typically at 3 o'clock Monday afternoons on ESPN Radio. And we go in there and they said, well, we don't have a live show today. We said, why not? We have the Alex Stranger on. What do you mean no live show? And they said, well, yeah, the baseball playoffs are going on, and so you can't come in the studio. And I got to tell you, I felt a bit dissed, right? I felt like here we are, big corporate ESPN, who, by the way, has its own political agenda, right? And I think they knew you were coming on the radio today, and they purposely either scheduled the baseball playoffs or just used it as a damn excuse. And so I want to apologize that we had to take this off live.
But no, it's fine. I totally agree with you. And they're in cahoots. They're clearly in cahoots with China as well, with the whole scandal that happened in the NBA with Houston. So you know, the Chinese government and the Democrats are in bed with each other, trying to silence my campaign. And it's very sad. And I'm glad that you guys are helping get my voice heard.
Well, listen, really what happened in China, Houston? What was that?
Yeah, the general manager tweeted his support for the Hong Kong protesters. And then China threatened to like pull all their sponsorships and stuff like that. And like ESPN isn't saying anything, you know.
James Harden apologized.
James Harden.
Yeah.
James Harden.
Why are you apologizing for like the most, one of the most repressive human rights countries in the entire world? Like, yo, apologize. Let's apologize for China, but pretend we're like, care about people.
You didn't hear about this, Sully?
About social injustice.
No. James Harden, former
bro, it's
Arizona State.
Crazy.
All right, let me jump in here. You know about the Hong Kong protests, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Very familiar.
So the owner of the Houston Rockets NBA franchise tweets out something.
The GM.
Okay. Tweets out something in support of freedom, the people of Hong Kong, and so forth. China comes over the top. There's a lot of threats of pulling investment dollars. And so he deletes the tweet, and their star forward, James Harden, tweets out, like, apologizing on behalf of his GM. Hey, we support, you know, the
he was
Chinese
supporting
communists.
China?
Yeah.
Really? Boy, that's bad.
Yeah.
That is bad.
It's bad. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You know, the Chinese government, the Democrats, they're doing whatever they can to silence true free thinkers.
I think
you know, like me not being able to be in the studio right now and you guys having news off studio interviewing me is a page out of the communist Chi Com playbook. Big fact.
Well, I mean, that might be the case. I mean, I doubted a little bit of their excuse of the playoff baseball. I get it. I struggle with this, Alex. Honestly, that's why I wanted you to come on, right? The cool thing about the Underground, certainly we don't only talk about sports, but it's a venue for the hosts to also learn from our guests. So I'm not totally sold on China, but I think some of the statements that are made by politicians like you, they're a little overreaching.
Well, I think, Alex,
you know
this
that China
is a good...
has 64 million, 64 million empty apartments?
Why would they have
that?
Why would they have that?
Because they build ghost cities on farmland just to create an illusion of higher GDP.
Why would they do that?
To create an illusion of them being more successful economically than they actually are.
So yeah, but aren't they setting fire to a lot of cash to do that?
Yeah, they're not. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what they're doing is really bad. They're like the number one polluter. China's the number one polluter out of every country in the entire world.
So why don't we send the Californians to some of those cities?
I you know what? I'm not opposed to that. That doesn't sound like a terrible idea.
Overcrowded as Austin is, they've got all these ghost cities in California, it's a perfect solution. I don't want to step on China, the dome, but I mean...
Right, exactly. There's 64 million empty houses. Why not send the Californians into those ghost cities? That's actually...
Why has no one thought of that? That's a great idea.
That's a really sound principle.
Well, you want to bang on China, and believe me, I'm right there with you.
I really wish that you lived in Austin so you could be a member of my campaign staff, because we just hit a breakthrough.
Well, listen, I mean, you want to bang on the Chinese, I'm there with you. Do you know who owns all of California pretty much? The real estate anyways is China.
What do you do, Alex?
Tell you what you don't do.
What?
You don't take guns away from people.
So what do? You give the police force what?
Flamethrowers.
Flamethrowers. That's right. And you know what? It's not funny. It is not funny. Of all of the weapons you could have chosen, why did you pick a flamethrower as the device to keep the folks in line?
Well, you know, they're very efficient, and you have to use also discretion because of their efficiency to actually utilize them.
I don't get you. What do you mean?
Like, you know, you can't just, like, pull out a flamethrower and just start shooting. Like, there's better be a really justifiable cause for you to use your weapon if you got a flamethrower.
Give me an example of a crime that would justify the use of a flame being thrown at you.
Jaywalking.
Somebody being attacked by a mob.
Are you flaming up the guy getting attacked, or the attackers?
No. Like, if there's like a mob of people and you get the flame, like give a flamethrower, like the flamethrower would help.
Oh, clear them out.
Yeah.
So if Antifa was down there and they were rallying up, you know, kind of spitting on a little fella who's kind of taking pictures, who's got a MAGA hat on, and Antifa's beating on him, is that justifiable? Flame them up? Cook them up?
Flame everybody. Man, honestly?
What?
Yes.
If I had to interpret that silence, yes means flame all of them.
Just flame everybody. Like the way I see it is this, right? Like if you're an Antifa protester and you're like a big hardcore Trump supporter and you guys are going into like a park and just yelling at each other and wasting tax resources for your stupid make-believe event, then both of y'all deserve to get incinerated.
God, that's aggressive, though.
Like, just flame everybody.
Huh. Now,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like if you're gonna be going, if you're gonna like organize a protest, because like I live in Austin and they have these protests like one they have these not like all the time like in Portland, but they have these protests like a lot more than they should have protests, and you have these people that like will protest far left violence, right? And then, like, then you'll have these far leftists that will go and just protest these Trump supporters. And, like, they both suck equally. Just flame all of them.
Yeah, but I you're not going to get reelected if you do that. I mean, is there a
Are
middle
you kidding
ground?
Me? Can I
you
singe them a landslide. Little bit? This statement would – I would win in a landslide with that statement.
So tell me about – you've got these flamethrowers all over the place, and what we've now done is we've got a dome over the city. People are blasting flamethrowers all over the place. The carbon footprint of Austin just spiked. Elon Musk is going to be pissed.
No, Elon Musk is going to be happy because we might be using his boring company flamethrowers.
Oh, he
does. We might be working on a partnership. And furthermore, you know, let's go on to the let's elaborate on this a little bit more, right? And it's like for all those guys who talk about giving flamethrowers to police officers being a bad idea, well. It makes about as much sense as gun control, guys.
What do you mean? Which side of the do you stand on that one? Are you pro Second Amendment or?
Look, here's the thing, right? Like you have one group of people that wants to disarm the American public, and you have another group of people that wants to continue to empower police officers. And if both of those sides get their way, it's no different than giving flamethrowers to the police.
The two are one and the same.
It's like the same thing, yeah.
So you're an advocate of an armed populace.
I'm extremely.
All right, well, this changes things because I thought it was just flamethrowers in the hands of the police officers, but what you're saying is equal flamethrowers.
I think equality is key.
Ooh, I like this take.
All right, but now, okay, do you put limits on the type of flamethrower? For instance, a semi-automatic flamethrower. I mean, would you limit those?
You know, we don't need to be tied down by the hands of bureaucracy.
What about assault flamethrowers?
That's just a buzzword.
What about assault? Well, excuse me, not assault. What about flamethrowers that are painted black?
They can be any color. We don't discriminate.
How about bump stock flamethrower?
And you know what? To be honest, we're gonna make all the flame. We're gonna make them rainbow colored.
And what will that
or
do?
Unicorn colored? So that the liberal. We're gonna make them unicorn colored so that the liberals can feel more comfortable with this progressive idea.
So what you're saying is essentially is that your stance on an armed populist is as progressive as it gets, because what you're for is you're for gender equality, sexual orientation equality, and firearm equality.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And like, gun rights are the LGBTQ community, fun fact, is actually at least 30 times more likely to be victims of a violent crime than you or me. And so they need an AK-47 more than anybody else on this planet. And that's why we need to, you know, hey, look, we're going to start building rainbow colored assault rifles, because gun rights are LGBTQ rights.
That's some good messaging.
Yeah, that's a good angle.
We're going to start the rainbow gun movement is taking hold.
Do we need to take another quick break? Because I want to dive into something else with Alex, but I don't want to be interrupted.
Okay. So Alex, when we come back, he's got something on his mind. I also want to talk a little bit about your perspective as a pedicab driver, some of the challenges you've been facing with the scooters. Hey, we are with the Alex Stranger on Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Hey, welcome back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
Oh! Hey.
Whoa, what is that?
I was just gushing.
Were you feeling it? All right, so listen, the Alex Stranger. By the way, we are with the future mayor of Austin, Texas. He is, he called in from the formerly red state of Texas. Now it's becoming blue. What I love about Alex Stranger, Jordan, is he's a man of many talents. And in fact, the night that you and I met him in the pedicab, the first thing you said to me, Alex, you might not even remember this. You looked at me in a very serious face and you said, "Do you like rap music?" And I said, "I love rap music." And you started playing a tune. And that was you rapping, wasn't it?
Take a pedicab, mother. Fight some climate change, mother.
It was all about pedicabs. Or not pedicabs.
No, I love pedicabs.
You love pedicabs.
I am a pedicabber. I love what you mean. I love pedicabs. That's like my job.
Scooters. You hate the scooters. Tell me why you hate the scooters.
I wouldn't be like in a functional, grown-up, successful adult. I'd be living with my mom and dad doing nothing. Without pedicabbing, I'd be living at home with my mom and dad right now at the age of 33, looking for a job with a box of tissues in my hand with the door closed in my room.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like most millennials, is that what you're insinuating?
Yeah, looking for work with a box of tissues.
But why do you hate these scooters? My kid goes to Arizona State, and the kids are buzzing all over the place. I mean, and you know what's nice?
People use these scooters. Yeah, people use these scooters and drive like cars with no consequences.
Really?
Are they taking work from the pedicab drivers?
Sure, a little bit, right? But it's like this, right? Like, you ever saw that's not like something I'm like all that concerned about.
Why are you rapping
about
it?
What I am concerned about, because it's a disaster, like it's a safety hazard. Like, when I'm driving my pedicab and I'm taking people from like point A to point B, and I see some guy who's hammered driving a scooter and he's like almost hitting me and he's almost hitting my customers, you know, and what if I'm on a golf cart and the guy's driving on the wrong side of the road and I wind up killing somebody by mistake, you know, and it's just because of this like complete disregard for the traffic that these scooter companies and the riders are just showcasing.
It's public hazard. Is that bird company publicly traded? I wonder if they've had to answer for these atrocities.
I saw like multiple people get hit by cars on scooters because they're driving on the wrong side of the road. And they're all hammered. It all happens after like 10, 11 o'clock at night. And these people who drive these scooters are wasted. And like, you have to pay like $10,000 to get a DWI for the DWI stuff, right? Like if you get caught with one, and the cops can't legally even issue DWIs for people on scooters.
You can't?
No.
You can for a bike though, right? If you're riding your bicycle, that'll happen.
You can for a bike. Yeah, you can for a bike, but you can get like blackout. You can get blackout falling down drunk, ride a scooter, and you will not get a DWI.
So
like,
as a matter of legislation, how do we hold the big scooter lobby accountable for these things?
Yeah,
big scooter is a problem.
Big scooter is a problem. No, what you do is you just turn them off at 10 o'clock.
So you're saying there's
just turn them off after 10 o'clock.
Really?
Because that's when the junkies are on it?
Yeah, what do you get a scooter for after 10 o'clock? Yeah. Just so that you don't risk your safety and the safety of others because you're hammered.
I'm getting mixed signals here, right? You're either for regulation or you're against it. And
it's not regulation. It's turning off a certain so then give people DWIs.
Well, but again, so you're telling me that I am I'm not adult enough that I must be a drunk at 10:30 and I can't just take a damn scooter. But you want to regulate that. You hate bureaucracy, Alex.
Chances are right, but what's happening with the scooters, like the way in which these scooters are just like walking all over us and just parking their vehicles in droves and congesting the streets and creating a traffic hazard is bureaucracy, because any normal human being who had like a transportation company would not just be allowed to like encourage drunk driving without any consequences. So it's total bureaucracy. Like the fact that they can't get DWIs on these scooters is an example of bureaucracy.
Ooh, everybody else can. Well, I don't know. To me, now you're spinning freedom, right?
You're making it very convenient for yourself.
Right. You're telling me it's bureaucracy to allow someone to drive a scooter without the government overreaching and telling
Why should I get a DWI for driving a car drunk then? Then there should be consistency, and there's no consistency right now. So you either do one of two things then. Okay. So here's the thing. All right, so let's go back on that.
They should have to follow the rules of the road if they're going to be going
that fast. Yeah, like it's not like it has to do with bureaucracy. That's just common sense. Just so, like, people don't get killed, you know?
I will say, though, I'm in favor of individual freedom.
It's not like saying that giving DWI to people on scooters is going to like prevent anything with free market capitalism. It's just going to keep people safer and not let people get killed.
Yeah, well, maybe they should do scooter checkpoints too. Huh? Maybe just line them all up. You know, let the kids come through with their student ID. Do a little checkpoint. They got to come up. Maybe do a little pirouette.
Yo, they also right? need to get back on. Move on. Have specific spots. They need specific parking spots for the scooters.
Alex, I want
to
ask.
Not this. Next to the bar.
I want to ask this question just for the sake of our listeners. What would you say to the assertion that you're speaking on behalf of the big pedicab lobby?
I'm not. The only reason I'm even aware of this is because I work downtown and I see what's happening firsthand. Look, you know how the scooters have affected my business? I'll be really honest. All right. You ever saw that South Park episode a while ago when Napster got invented?
Yeah.
And everybody, and you know, there was like all this outrage on the TV show because like Britney Spears could no longer afford her third mansion. It's like that. It's like, I can't get my third mansion now because of these scooters.
I mean, that sounds like a talking point.
It's horrible, yeah.
Listen, I have an obligation to ask the tough questions. I mean, it sounds like you're a puppet of Big Pedicab.
Of the Big Pedicab? I mean...
Which, by the way, most are manufactured in China.
Yikes.
So maybe I'm secretly a Chinese... PSYOP meant to destroy. Who knows?
I'm just
double
asking.
Agent.
That's what I'm wondering.
That's right? What I think. I that double Greta. Agent.
Well, then why don't more of the Hollywood types pipe up?
Well, they framed Harvey Weinstein first and foremost.
They framed him just like they framed OJ, right?
What do you mean,
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
He was a big liberal donor. He was very committed to saving the climate.
So what they had to pick an issue. Me Too or climate change.
I think a bad spot. Big Oil got rid of Harvey Weinstein.
Big question though. Where's Me Too? Where's Me Too for Jeffrey Epstein?
What do you mean? You think he deserves a Me Too?
I think all these women deserve Me Too for being a part of the Jeffrey Epstein sex cult. Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Well, what does that entail?
I don't know. What does Me Too entail anyway? It's a slogan.
Well, I mean, what do these women get though? I mean, Jeffrey Epstein's a piece of shit, There's no doubt, but I mean, he's dead.
Right, but there were so many people that were involved with what Epstein was doing that they need to thoroughly investigate everybody that was involved within that, within what he was going, what he was doing. Like, they're not investigating Ghislaine Maxwell, the lady who was working with him.
Yeah. Where did
she
go?
They're not like doing a real proper investigation with Prince Andrew. They're not investigating all the politicians, both Democratic and Republicans, that paid regular visits to that island. There's no real, it's barely in the news. Like, this should be like the front of the news.
Would you have gone to that island if you got invited?
Did I know about what was going on at that island?
Yeah, you know there's going to be a bunch of pretty young ladies there, Alex. I'm asking a question. Would you go to
I'm in a very committed relationship with a girl that I love and want to have kids with, so probably not.
Okay. Well, that's the admirable answer. All right. Now, yeah, no, that is. Now, but again, what concerns me, again, is these constant investigations, peeling back the onion, looking into people's lives. Again, it's bureaucracy, regulation.
But the government's running an elite sex cult, like an elite pedophile cult. You should probably know about that.
Well, do you think it's the government or the CIA?
I think it's all intertwined, but I think that you should, like, I think that you should know. I think that privacy is very, very important, right? Except when it's an elected official. If you're an elected official, your privacy doesn't exist anymore. And, you know, I'm saying this as somebody who should have been the mayor of Austin, and these are the sacrifices you make for the people.
You turn things upside down. Now, let's assume this. What you know is now the Golf Underground is a big fan of your campaign. We're going to start spreading the message here. If there's anything we can do, right, and you can call on us. What, a few years down the road, once your tenure is up, what would you want people to remember about your public service to the city of Austin?
Oh, man, what would I want people to remember? You know, Alex Stringer, he was the only candidate who really cared about the people. He was a voice for the downtrodden, for the disenfranchised, for the struggling average everyday American. Alex Stringer, he speaks for the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to do this. We call this the E9, the rapid fire question. So in this, you don't have to think about it. Just let it flow, right? So there's no, this is as quick as you can get, right? So thus, rapid fire. You ready for that after the commercial break?
Ready for rapid fire, always.
All right, baby. So listen, you are on the Golf Underground. We're with the Alex Stringer. Check him out, the Alex Stringer. That's Stringer. Instagram, Twitter. He's got a great YouTube channel. A hell of a rapper, right? So you are on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Hey, welcome back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. We're with the Alex Stringer. He is the future mayor of Austin, Texas. Some controversial philosophies that will make, I think, all voters think. One is build a dome over the great city of Austin to prevent Californians from migrating and taking it over, thus driving up the cost of rent. Number two is giving each police officer a flamethrower to keep the masses in line and not being fearful of taking out an occasional right-winger as well and Antifa. So some really cool philosophies. Right now we want to dig deep. Jordan, you got something called the rapid-fire questions. Alex Stringer, are you ready?
I'm always ready, yeah.
All right, here we go. Your senator down there in the state of Texas, Ted Cruz, one of them, grew a beard recently. Good or bad?
He should have taken a page out of the Stringer playbook and grown a mustache instead.
Touche. Whataburger or In-N-Out?
Neither. You got to go to the local farmer's market and eat that free-range meat that doesn't have chemicals or processed in cages that roams free. You want to get that dragon energy. You know what I mean? You don't want these soy chemicals in your food.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's a lot of soy going on in both, but I mean, at least Whataburger is a Texas company. You got In-N-Out coming in from California infiltrating.
Would you rather eat a pound of dog shit or get anally impaled by a horse for 90 minutes? I mean,
hey, life's full of compromises.
Next question.
I'll eat the poop.
Who wore the wheelchair better, Governor Greg Abbott or FDR?
FDR.
60-second tongue kiss, Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton?
60-second tongue kiss, Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton? Suicide's not an option, is it?
No. You've got to go. You got to lick some tonsils in this deal too. It's going to be deep.
I mean, all I got to do is just like talk some shit about Hillary, and I'll probably commit suicide anyway, right?
Only if you have information leading to her arrest.
Find some information on the arrest of Hillary Clinton, because that's why I choose suicide.
All right, we're going to mark you down for Hillary.
All right.
Okay, ultimately, we're in an election season already, sadly. The DNC nominee ultimately is who?
Who I would like or who you think will happen?
Who, you know, pick a winner.
Andrew Yang.
Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
All right, Alex, which one is more real? The magic bullet theory or the moon landing?
I hate to say it, but the moon landing.
It's more real?
Than the magic bullet? Like, there's no way there was a magic bullet.
What is the magic bullet?
JFK
like
assassination.
Like, Harvey Oswald killed JFK?
Oh, okay. All right. So you think we did send a man to the moon?
No, I didn't say that. I think it's more realistic I think it's more realistic that we landed on the moon than one person killed JFK. Which basically says that it's almost impossible that one person, that the Lee Harvey Oswald story is like, it's pretty much impossible to say that the,
so you think we landed
Lee
a Volkswagen
Harvey Oswald story has any degree of truth. Like we are more likely to have sent a man on the moon in 1969 than Lee Harvey Oswald ever was to have killed JFK.
So you think that Volkswagen landed on the surface of the moon held up by three toothpicks, that was more likely than bullet ricochet.
I think that Volkswagen landing on Mars is more likely than that.
Hey, you still got merch for sale on the website?
I do. I have my Build a Dome shirts.
Yeah.
All right.
I saw t-shirts.
All right. Where can people buy those shirts?
You go on my website, www.strangerformayor.com, and there's a section called merchandise, and you can buy the Build a Dome shirts. Alex Stranger is Instagram and Twitter. YouTube is youtube.com/AlexStranger. No spaces at all. And the website's strangerformayor.com.
Listen, people, if you want to find him, get on Google and type in Alex Stranger.
Yeah, all right? And you know what?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and the next time he's on, we're going to give away some Dome t-shirts if you'll do that for us, Alex.
We'll be back down there the new year, yeah, Alex.
We're coming down. All right, hey, listen, we had a great time.
Let me know.
Giordo, it was nice being here with you. Wardo, God bless him. But you know what? Sometimes it's nice you and I having quiet time together.
Yeah, he would have had nothing to contribute today.
No, cripe. He's not a current issues fella, you know? In fact, he gets a little intimidated when you start talking about current issues, you know? He's a one-trick pony. Golf, 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 golf. All right, so we hope you had a great time. Come on back next week with some more amazing guests. You've been listening to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.